This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud Dalet. The Mishnah presents a kind of a synopsis of a lot of the halachas we have learned as far as what kind of kalim are or are not susceptible to tumah. And we're provided here with a kind of a simon, a kind of a memory device. And that is, the Mishnah has us consider what kind of utensils are susceptible to tumah on the backdrop of the 6 days of creation. The Mishnah walks us through each day of creation and whether any of the things created that day are materials that if somebody produced the utensil from those materials, that utensil would be susceptible to tumah. The Mishnah says, V'yesh b'mashin nivra b'yom harishon tumah. The first day of creation, when the heavens and the earth were created, so the earth certainly provided a material that if made into a utensil is susceptible to tumah. For example, earthenware utensils literally comes from the earth. Klei cheres or mekabel tumah. Metal is also considered a part of the earth, and we know metal utensils too are mekabel tumah. The Mishnah says, Vasheni einbo tumah. The second day of creation, when the rakia, firmament, the sky was completed, that day didn't produce anything that could be turned into utensil that's mekabel tumah. Vashlishi yesh bo tumah. Day three of creation, when all growth from the land, including trees, were created, that did bring us material that if utensils are made from that, or mekabel tumah, for utensils made from wood, which is from the trees, are mekabel tumah. The Mishnah continues, Beraviyu b'chamishi ein b'am tumah. That which was created on days 4 and 5 of creation did not introduce anything that could be made into utensil that would be susceptible to tumah, at least on the biblical level. From day 4, the heavenly bodies were created, the sun, the moon, the stars. If you make a utensil from some rock from the moon, well, that's probably no different than any other clay oven, stone utensils, which are not mekabel tumah. On day 5, the fish and birds were created. The Tana here says that utensils made from fish or birds are not mekabel tumah. As far as the utensil made from parts of a fish, so this was already taught in the previous Mishnah, that utensils which are made from things that come from the sea are not mekabel tumah. But the Mishnah is also saying that utensils made from birds, which are also created on day 5, aren't mekabel tumah either. And so this is at odds with the view of Rabbi Akiva that we saw in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva said that the sea dog, probably the seal, maybe the otter, since that will frequently go up on land to escape predators, we consider that to be a land creature. And so if somebody made a utensil from that, from let's say the skin of a seal, it is mekabel tumah. Rabbi Akiva would say certainly as far as birds as well. Since they spend plenty of time on land, they're considered land creatures for the purpose of the laws of kalim. So Rabbi Akiva would say if somebody made a utensil from parts of a bird, the utensil is mekabel tumah, but this Tana disagrees. This Tana holds that only the creatures that roam the earth itself are considered land creatures for the purposes of the laws of kalim. Hence, if somebody made a utensil from the parts of a bird, the utensil is not mekabel tumah. The Mishnah says, chutz, except for mekanef ha'oz, so we made a utensil using the wings of an osprey, it's kind of hawk, ubeitzas namis emetsupo. Or he made a utensil using a shell of an ostrich egg that was coated with some earth-based coating. Such utensils are susceptible to tumah on the rabbinic level. In the rabbanan decree that, first of all, if you make a utensil from the shafts of the osprey feathers, those in practice are treated as kalim that are mekabel tumah because they could be confused with utensils made from bones from regular land animals. And there are but also decreed a stringency that, again, if somebody made a utensil with an ostrich egg and he coated it with some earth-based coating, that even though technically the thing is judged by the main part is egg of a bird, and therefore it shouldn't be mekabel tumah, but because it's very durable, ostrich egg is a very strong kind of egg, and it has this earth-based coating. So based on these things that Rabbanan said, we in practice treat it with the law of tumah. It is susceptible to tumah. But the Mishnah brings a different opinion who questions whether a rabbinic decree would be limited to the shaft of the wings of the osprey bird. In particular, Umar Rabbi Yochanan Menuri objected, Manishtana knaf ha'oz mikola knafayim. Why would the Rabbanan single out utensils made from the wings of the osprey from utensils made from all other wings. Rechman Nuri therefore asserts that the rabbinic decree extends to utensils made from the shafts of even other kind of bird wings. The halacha is in accordance with the first opinion. The Mishnah concludes with the last day of creation. Everything created on day six will be all literal land animals and man. For utensils made from any of these creatures, the bones, from the skin, then those utensils would be susceptible to tumah. Although utensil made with the human skin might have its own distinct status. See the Gemara Nida, Nunhei Min Aleph, and Chulin Kufchaf Beis Min Aleph.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.